Well, I know a lot of people are hungry for the Lions to get going in anticipation of some postseason action at the end of the year, but you don't have to wait that long. There is football and postseason action going on right in our backyard, believe it or not. The Michigan Panthers are in the playoffs against the Birmingham Stallions. They got a little case of revenge going against there. So we got a football team in the playoffs tomorrow, 3 o'clock on ABC. Mike Nolan, their head coach, on the line with us right now. Hey, Mike, congratulations.
Thank you. Nice to be on with you guys.
Yeah, so you got good motivation here because you just lost to the Stallions in the last minute in the previous game. Now you play them again for the playoffs. So what have you figured out you're going to do differently besides win?
Well, yes, exactly right. We'd like to win this one. But, you know, last week was a unique situation just from the standpoint that we knew we were going to play each other again. But it didn't change too much. Both teams competed quite a bit. It did come down to the last play of the game. You know, we got set up for a field goal, and then we happened to miss it, which was actually a strength of ours during the year. But, you know, tomorrow will be an entirely different game because both teams will have some players, too. We'll have two or three that didn't play last week, and so do they. They held a couple guys out as well. But otherwise, I think it's going to be a really competitive game. You know, they're a very good football team. They've won the league the last couple of years, or at least the old USFL league. And so they're very good, and we've you know, we got to play our best to beat them. Hopefully,
now,
we
remind
do.
Remind everybody who doesn't know how USFL and playoffs work here now. You know, how many steps to the ultimate victory?
Well, it's pretty nice. There's only really one step, and then you're there. So there's a game after this one. There's eight teams total, and then four teams end up playing in the playoffs, and we're one of those four teams. So we'll play the USFL division, and then the XFL division plays their two best teams coming out of that. So then the best of the XFL, best of the NFL, or USFL, excuse me, will play each other for the UFL title. So kind of like the NFL has they have an AFC-NFC conference.
Right.
We have an XFL-USFL conferences. And then they play for the, like I said, the UFL.
UFL title, like the Super Bowl is for the NFL title, yeah.
Yeah,
it's not
exactly.
That hard to understand. You just got to get your
not
letters right. Yeah. And, you know, there's a feeling that, you know, this is sort of the undercard of professional football compared to the very glitzy, showy NFL. But have you found in coaching the team that once you're in a league, once you're on a team, the feeling is still the same, you know, when you have a winning team, you guys are 7-3, and you get to a playoff game. For the guys on the team, this is what matters. You know, like, they're not in there going, well, you know, this isn't that big a game. We're not the NFL, you know. like, I'm imagining for them, this is the whole world, and it's just as big for them within that world as it would be if they were playing in the NFL.
You are 100% correct. That's exactly right. Just like all of us, you know, I don't care if you're a high school kid. I mean, your game that you go play is more important to you than any NFL game. And so it's not. And so what you're saying is exactly correct. And that's how our players all take it. Now, a lot of them would like to get a shot back in the NFL. But for the time being right now, they're playing for a championship. And it's every bit as important to them as any game has been. So, you know, that's what kind of, it's really what makes it really exciting. And it's a very good caliber of football. You know, last year we've actually taken 16 teams down to 8. And so the talent level within the league this year is twice as good as it was a year ago. And it's shown quite a bit throughout the season. We've had a lot of really good performances by a lot of guys. And I think there'll be far more players get an opportunity to go to training camps and things like that in the NFL. So, I believe these next 2 weeks of football for the UFL are going to be very exciting and very competitive.
Do they actually have like NFL scouts at these games right here? Because this is the time of year where, you know, you want to bring guys in for training camp that starts in about a month.
Yeah, there are. There'll be a few scouts there. There'll probably be, I would guess, maybe a half a dozen or more that'll go to the game, because the other ones will rely on the film and just use the film to see them. But some of them are more serious about the prospects of getting players out of our league than others. And I think as time goes along, they'll all get on board, because, you know, all you got to do is get one or two guys that make your football team a little better in the NFL. And, you know, and it's that's a good shot in the arm. So, and I think that's what the future holds for our league.
All right, well, we're hoping second time's a charm against the Birmingham Stallions.
Get them.
3 o'clock tomorrow on ABC, our own Michigan Panthers. Mike Nolan, the head coach. Wish you a lot of luck, coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right. Talk to you soon. It's 760 WJR.